And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Shan Sheridan, the Director of the Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development here in Clinton County. So glad to be with you, and we've got another exciting program for you. Of course, you know what the E-Factor represents. It's the E-tributes of a community. Yes, that's right, not the attributes, but the E-tributes, and that stands for economic development, entrepreneurialism, engagement, encouragement, empowerment, entertainment, education. You know, all the E's that we talk about each and every week. Well, today we're talking to a couple of folks that I had a chance to meet a few years ago. And when we talk about entrepreneurialism, they basically have written the book because they really started from a dream. They started from their own passion, their own desire, their own career through pharmacy and working in the pharmaceutical business. And they've taken that now to a different level. And we are so excited to have them here in our community in Frankfort, Indiana. I want to welcome to the show Tom and Allison Holden of Holden Pharmacy. Good afternoon, Tom and Allison.
Good afternoon.
Well, Tom, I'm going to start with you, and then we'll work towards the pretty one of the group today.
Amen.
Amen to that. So, Tom, tell me a little bit about, well, first of all, you started your career, I mean, basically in the pharmacy business.
That's correct.
Family business.
Right. My dad had a drugstore. I grew up in a pharmacy. Always wanted to be a pharmacist. Went to Purdue, graduated, worked for the chain pharmacy for a few years, and met my lovely wife, Allison, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and told her my dream was to always have our own store. We got married, told my dad we were interested in a drugstore. He found a store for sale in Mulberry, Indiana, shortly thereafter, so we moved back to Indiana from North Carolina. In Mulberry, and opened up a store there, bought an existing business, and then a year or so later, we bought a second store in Delphi, and did that until I came down with cancer, and sold the stores, and took a few years off, took care of the cancer, God's provision, cured us, and so went to work again for a corporate entity for a few years, and then wanted to get back and open up our own store again. And we felt like Frankfort would be a great opportunity for us. And so here we are.
Absolutely. Now, before, again, we talked to Allison. Why were you in North Carolina? Because you're from Indiana, correct?
Yeah, I was looking for my wife.
Oh, okay.
I was
you were going down south.
None of the girls in Indiana would have anything to do with me, so I moved to Texas. They wouldn't have anything to do with me. So anyway, the guy that hired me, he was with, it was Revco at that time.
Yeah.
He was a district supervisor, and he called me up and wanted me to move to Charlotte, North Carolina to help him. Yeah. So I moved there, and Allison was finishing up pharmacy school from University of North Carolina, and met her and courted her and married her. So,
wow.
And so then we moved back here. Because that's where the opportunity was.
Right. So now, Allison, you were looking for tall, dark, and handsome, and he comes walking into your life. And tell me a little bit about that situation or that experience. And then when he tells you and kind of drops the bombshell that he wants to be his own, have his own pharmacy one day, how did that make you feel?
Well, he was tall, dark, and handsome, still is, but he had a killer smile. That's what
and he still does. He's got a great smile.
That's what did the trick. So you gotta see Tom's smile and hear his laugh, and you'll love him too. He wanted to do his own drugstore, and I was fine with that. We ended up doing it within 3 to 6 months after we got married, which wasn't exactly the plan, but that's how it worked out, and I don't think we would change it.
So your first child was a pharmacy.
Yes, yes. We had two babies
Absolutely. Yeah. So you basically uprooted your life because of coming from Carolina.
Yeah.
You moved to Indiana. You made that transition. Tell me a little bit about that transition.
I'm still making the transition 30 years later.
Yep.
Every winter.
Yep.
I remember North Carolina fondly, but I don't think Indiana holds a candle to North Carolina so far as hospitality. Yeah. You know, North Carolina claims hospitality, but I think Indiana's pretty welcoming too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hoosier hospitality. And I agree. I've been to both states. Of course, live in Indiana, been from the South. And one of the reasons that I chose to stay in Indiana was mainly because of that. It was the closest northern state to the southern that you could get, I thought. So we chose to stay here in Clinton County, a great friendly community. And when you think about where, and you mentioned you brought God into the picture a little bit ago, Tom, I'd like to play off a little bit about that, because you got a pretty severe diagnosis of cancer several years ago, and God really did a miracle in your life and has led you down this road to helping really with people's health.
Yeah. I had malignant melanoma with skin cancer, and the third time it came back, I had it systemically, and we went to Mayo Clinic, and they said that they couldn't help me. This is now 20-some years ago, and my wife found an experimental program, and we did a lot of prayer and felt that God provided a means for me to be cured, and I've been cancer-free now. I think it is 20 years, and I give it all up to God. Yeah. I think God provided for us a means to be cured. Wow. And it was makes you certainly reevaluate your priorities.
Yeah. Well, you are in the healing business. I mean, and you both are people of faith, and I love that about you and about your business. So someone listening today, and they may have just received a diagnosis, or maybe they're dealing with some type of issue in their life, how would you encourage them today with the diagnosis that you had received some 20 years ago, and now looking back at that journey, how would you encourage someone today?
First off, check your relationship with God and draw closer to God and seek assurance and reassurance through Him. Because we're all here for a short time.
Yep.
Whether you're healed now or die and have ultimate healing, you know, the relationship with God is most important. And then just have faith, you know, that if you have a strong foundation, no matter what turns out, it will turn out for the best through God's will. But that was very comforting to us to have the sense of God in our life.
Absolutely. And when you look at the healing process, your faith has such the spiritual component of one's being is so important to good physical health. Would you both agree with that as being pharmacists?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you encourage that here in your business? I mean, I see crosses. I know you guys are prayer warriors. You people, you pray. How does that impact you on a daily basis here at Holden Pharmacy?
Well, I think there's the peace and the assurance, and we know that God is good. Mm-hmm. And if He chose not to heal Tom, God's still good.
Yeah.
And even though we had major institutions saying, you need to plan your funeral, Tom was okay with that because he knew God, he knew Jesus as his Savior, and he knew he was going to heaven, and he was okay with that. And so
his reservations were made.
Yes. But he also just had this feeling that God wasn't done with him yet. Mm. And so that's the plan we chose to go with, not what the doctor said about planning your funeral, because that one was much more appealing for me anyway, even though it would have been ultimate healing for Tom, and that is the best scenario. But Tom kept saying there, I just feel like God put me on this earth for a reason, and I don't think I have fulfilled it yet. And I think what he's doing now is part of that fulfillment of his purpose, and that is serving people and helping people
right.
Through pharmacy.
Well, you were in the corporate world for a long time, And uh-huh. and during that time, of course, you mentioned that you received the diagnosis. But tell me a little bit of the difference between the corporate world and being able to have this smaller, we consider them mom and pop, but this is really a small business, family-oriented, and you employ people. You deal with some of the same challenges and some of the same issues that a larger chain pharmacy would deal with, except you're on a smaller scale. But how is it different?
I think the biggest difference is when you walk in here, everyone working here is smiling. We all came from another store, from someone else, and the workplace was just, you know, when you look at the people behind the counter, they're not happy.
The culture.
Yeah. You know, it's not the people. The people are great, but it's just the work conditions are rough. And we were able to hire more help when it gets busier and maintain the level of service that I want to give people. That was my biggest frustration before we did this, is I wasn't able to give the level of service I wanted to give. Because I was not given enough help. And whereas now here, since I'm the boss, we can schedule more help and have more help so we can give people a level of service that we want to give, that we feel proud to put our name to. And in that process, help people, try to help them with their insurance needs and help them with their health needs and just help them with the struggles of life that everyone has. No matter where you're at physically, spiritually, everyone struggles. And we're here to try to help people find solutions to those struggles.
So the big smile and the nice laugh, that really helps when people walk in the door, right,
yes,
Allison?
Yes. When you were naming all your E things, I thought excellence is a thing that we strive for here. We want to give excellent care.
Absolutely. Now, when we talk about the customer service and customer care, one of the things that is very noticeable about Holden's Pharmacy, you walk in and there's not a huge line. There's not, you're not sitting here waiting for 7 or 8 or 9 people to go through. That doesn't mean that you're not busy, because you are busy. I've seen the drive-through and I've been here when there's people here, but there is a level of expedition. I mean, I think you like to expedite with excellence, but you're moving people through. You're trying to make sure that you're meeting their needs. I've listened to you answer folks' questions as they have questions. I think those are so important. And I go back to the corporate world. It's not that the people are bad. It's sometimes just what it is. The culture is so involved in getting the next one out, that sometimes that time and that, I guess, customer service really gets it suffers.
Yeah, yes, it does. And again, it goes back to just how much the corporate, the heads of the corporation allow them, how much help they allow. Hmm. They're constantly cutting help, which translates into less service.
Yep.
No matter how you slice and dice this, you've got less people to wait on people. It's just less service. And where our goal is, we just will hire more people and keep giving good service.
Yep. Now, it's unusual. Both of you are pharmacists. Mm-hmm. And normally, you know, what's one or the other, and the wife maybe keeps the books or the husband keeps the book, whatever. But how does that work? You're both pharmacists. Were you, did you felt, and I'll begin with you, Allison, you felt led to go into this career. You went to school for this. What was the seed that was planted in your life that made you want to go this direction?
For me, it's people. Mm. I could never be a hospital pharmacist where you're down in the basement not interacting with people. And during college, I worked for a community pharmacist and absolutely loved the experience. And so I knew that would be something I would want to do.
Well, when I think of pharmacy, I think of It's a Wonderful Life. When I think of the small mom and pop, you remember the pharmacist there that and George Bailey worked for him, and he was the delivery boy, and it was just a very family oriented experience. But when you mention the word people, I think that that's what I think about Holden Pharmacy is a very people friendly. It is people driven. It's that relationship which is so important that so often I think gets compromised in the bigger corporations.
And I would say we very much have a family atmosphere among all of us that work here. And that's key, too.
Oh, yeah.
We really do love and support each other.
You have fun, it seems like.
And we have a good time. Yeah.
So what about you, Tom? I know you kind of grew up in the business, but was it your dad? Was it what you saw in the family business that brought you that love and that desire?
Yeah. The thing that always attracted me, and yes, watching my dad growing up in the drugstore, but was watching the relationships that dad built. And that was the thing that always was the people interaction, the relationships and all that. And so that's like Allison, hospital pharmacy, that would not be for me, you know, it's the aspect of meeting, helping people. I enjoy that. So yeah, that's what appealed to me about pharmacy.
So now let's talk a little bit about coming to Frankfort. You were already in Clinton County one other time in Mulberry,
uh-huh.
And then you were also in Delphi. Then you go into the corporate world, and then you started looking. You mentioned earlier at the beginning of the program that you know Frankfort seemed to be a place that you thought, well, this might be an opportunity. And I believe when we had our first initial conversations back a few years ago, we were talking about the prescriptions that were being written in Clinton County and the need, because we really only had basically two offerings here, and they were both corporate. But you bringing that more customer oriented, customer service oriented feel. But why Frankfort? I guess what was the moving factor that said, you know, Frankfort is the place? Even when you started, you know, you looked at it, and I know you kind of circled it thinking maybe this would be a drought area that could be a good one to go to, but maybe what are the other reasons?
Well, we live in Rossville, so it's close to home. And we visited.
So you're in Clinton County.
And we visited Frankfort. I mean, we were aware of Frankfort. And it just, you know, it looked like a nice town, and it is a nice town. And there's definitely a need. We felt there's a need. We looked at the other two competitors and saw what they were offering and felt like we could do it better, you know. And that's, you know, we strive to do that. And I think with almost everyone having insurance on the one hand, you're paying the same price wherever you go. So why wouldn't you go where you get better service? Mm. And then for the ones that pay cash, we have the flexibility to give very good pricing. Mm. You know, so it seemed like we would be a win-win either way. And so it just seemed like this town could use another pharmacy. And we felt we could do that.
What was your thoughts, Allison?
I thought he was crazy.
I love Allison being blunt. There you go.
He was a little bit older this time around.
Right.
And so he
but should have been wiser.
Yes, yes, and better looking and all that too. And he asked me to pray about it, and I wasn't really much interested in praying about it because I thought it was just a crazy idea. But I also knew that he was not happy with what he was doing, and I wanted him to have joy in what he was doing again.
Yeah.
And so I said yes.
Yeah, and I think I remember one of the other you working in the corporate world. There was a robbery or something that took place too, and that was in the, you know, when you start thinking about how life can be changed that quick. I think because we had that discussion, you know, in am I doing what I really want to do? And it could end tonight, and I didn't do what I wanted to do, and you had the opportunity to do that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thankful for that opportunity. I'm thankful for how Frankfort's welcomed us. And as you said, we are getting busier and busier, and we love getting busier. And I'm so grateful for all the people that have tried us out. And we're able to help and do what we want to do.
Well, they are trying you out. Folks call our office at the chamber, wanting your phone number. They're trying to figure out, you know, sometimes where you are. You're located right here on 28. You're right here on Walnut Street, on the main drag here in Frankfort. You were able to sign this lease here, and you've been open about 2 years now, a little over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I remember, I know you guys were discussing the logo and how that was going to look and all of that, and boy. when you emailed me that one day and I saw the logo, it was just like, wow, that's it. Was that kind of the way you felt too when you first saw that Holden Pharmacy logo and the orange and the blue and the colors that you used?
Yeah, we wanted the old-time Rexall look, yeah, but modernized, and yeah, I think we got it with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I thought it was spot on, and I remember, and that's been, I think, you know, branding and marketing is so important, especially today in our world of social media and the millennial reign that's going on, because they look for those kind of things. And I think that you guys just nailed that spot on, and that has certainly helped, because when you talk about excellence, Allison, that's part of your excellent culture, is having a nice signage and having a brand and a logo, right?
And an app and, yeah, a website and all those things that make it just real easy.
Well, what is it, if someone is listening today and they are doing business right now at another pharmacy, and more than likely if they're doing business in another pharmacy here in Clinton County, they're doing it with one of the big boys that we've been discussing or talking about, what would be some of the items to check, the boxes to check off for them to say, hey, let's transfer our medicines to Holden Pharmacy?
Well, I would say, number one, do you feel like they like to see you when you walk in, or are you simply a number or you're a person? If you want to be a person, if you want to have a personal touch and feel welcome and part of the family, come here. You know, if you don't, then that's fine too. But, I mean, we very much try to...
You know their names? You know people's names?
I, that is my biggest weakness. I'm not a good name person, but I work hard at it. And the girls are much better than I am. And I have two fantastic techs.
They do a good job.
I have
job.
Two fantastic ladies that work here, and they do a good job. But I'm getting better. But, we want people to feel like they're welcome and part of the family. And we then try to help their needs.
Can they get, oh, go ahead, Elsa.
So I think the biggest thing is people don't like change.
Right.
We just don't like change. And even though you kind of want to change, you're just not sure how to go about it. You think it's going to be a drag and it's going to be hard to do and all that. And it is so easy to transfer your prescriptions here. We just need your insurance card if you have insurance and your license. And we take care of all the rest of it. Yep. And you will be thrilled that you did it. You really will.
I would totally agree with you. Folks, my wife and I did the same thing. We made the change. We were with one of the bigger stores, and you know, quite frankly, it was tired of sometimes the long waits and then maybe going over there and they had not been able to get to it yet. And so we think that, you know, you've had plenty of time, but they're so understaffed, as you mentioned, overworked and understaffed. They could not get to it, because it's not, again, about people, really. It's about some of the things they have to deal with as people. And it's the process, the program. I will tell you, it literally took me less than 5 minutes when I was here. I came in with my insurance information, as Allison said, my ID, my driver's license, and within 5 minutes, Tom had me set up on all of my medication, which is not a whole lot, but all my medication that I take was and my wife's as well. And I mean, literally, it was 5 minutes.
One of my favorite stories is we got a phone call from someone that was sitting in the drive-thru, sitting in their car in the drive-thru, and had been waiting for about 30 minutes.
At another store.
Not here.
And got tired of waiting after 30 minutes and called us and said, told us what the situation was and said, can you just call and transfer it over to Holden Pharmacy? And Tom did, and had it waiting for him when he came through our drive-thru. And I don't know if everybody knows that we have a drive-thru.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we have a drive-thru that you don't have to wait in for 30 minutes.
Well, first of all, you can't, because it's pretty tight right there, so you can't put a lot of cars back there, which is a good thing, because you guys make sure that they're not waiting very long. They come to the drive-thru, they pick up their prescription, and many times you can call ahead and get that done, and it is waiting. But you also do something else, you deliver.
Yes, we do. We pretty much try to do it to shut-ins, because yeah, we are limited with how much help we have. But yeah, we're happy to, when people can't get out and they're shut in, and to work that into our schedule.
I see the little...
And we don't charge for that.
No, I see the little blue and orange white car all over town, and it's not just Tom going to lunch. It's people taking the medications to other people because that's another service that has been we've gotten away from because of the big box and because everybody kind of goes to them. You guys are actually taking the medication to the people, especially as you mentioned, the shut-ins.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we do. We try to help.
Well, and that I think is so important as we look at the opportunity of seeing entrepreneurialism in our community here in Frankfort and in Clinton County, for folks to recognize and to realize that this was a dream, this was a vision. You went through the right process. You started looking at the numbers. You investigated. You recognized there was a need. You were able to put this plan together. Even though Allison thought you were crazy, God changed her mind. And really, things have come together because now I think something else that people forget about in entrepreneurialism is employment. And you are employing people. You are helping people meet their obligations in life by giving them a paycheck.
Yeah.
And you got two great girls, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are blessed. God has blessed us in many ways.
Yeah, and I think that as we look forward to the future, let me just ask that question. What is the future for Holden Pharmacy? What do you think?
Oh, well, we just hope to continue to grow. I hope, looking forward to down the road, needing a third and a fourth and a fifth tech.
Yep.
You know, as business grows, we'll just keep getting more help. And I just hope to continue to deliver the same level of excellence, but to more people.
Yeah.
And just to, you know, help meet that need for Frankfort that I think's there.
Well, and, you know, you guys are in such an incredible world because the opioid issue and all of the things that are going on with the drug addiction and everything there, you are in such a regulated world too. It's so difficult, but you're sifting through all of that and you're working. As we close this off, what do you would say to people that that are dealing with all of that, and what are some of the backstops or some of the things that you guys do as far as security is concerned when it comes to the opioid issue?
We do work through, there's a state program called Inspect that you run through and you make sure that someone's not taking it too often, one thing or another. And then we also try to help people follow the regimen they're supposed to be on and certainly encourage them. I think right now you are seeing a shift in how pain is treated.
Mm.
And we're trying to help educate people on that and going forward what that's going to look like. And it is a challenge. It's anytime you have a change in how things are done, it's a challenge. But we're trying to help people appreciate how that's going about. And it is challenging, but we enjoy it. So.
Well, you guys give the one-on-one. And as in closing today, I just want to share with people, too, that not only do you have all of the drugs that they need, all of the pharmaceutical needs, but you've got a great supply of some of the, you know, like the soaps and some of the other healing oils and things that are, so you go beyond just practical, or I guess what we would say is regular medicine. You go beyond that.
Sure. Yeah, we've got the essential oils and we have some homeopathic things and like that are other options that people can investigate.
I bought some slippers for my wife for Christmas last year, and I tell you, she loves those. I mean, she wears them all the time. It's like every time I try, I say, okay, you wear anything different, she'll put them on and she just drives down the road, you know, she'll have those slippers on. They're very comfortable.
I wear my 5 pair all the time.
I know. I think that's a hint that I need to get her another pair. So, I'm sure my wife would appreciate that if she's listening today. Her birthday's next week, so I'll make sure that I get that on the list. But, well, guys, I can't thank you enough for taking a chance on Frankfort. I greatly appreciate you didn't have to come to Frankfort. You could have gone to anywhere else. but you decided to keep it in Clinton County, and Frankfort, Indiana became your home for Holden Pharmacy. And we are hopeful that, as you say, Tom, it will just continue to grow, and the legacy that you guys are building right now will continue for many, many years to come.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. We hope so, too.
Thank you for having us. We don't want to be Frankfort's best kept secret.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And shut my mouth for all those times that I don't say enough. So as a good Southern expression. So, well, this is Tom and Allison Holden. We invite you to come down. Your address, make sure they know the address.
359 West Walnut Street.
359 West Walnut Street. And you can reach them at
765-654-4300.
And like us on Facebook. We are putting advertisements and information on there as well.
Absolutely. Tom and Allison Holden, Holden Pharmacy in Frankfort, Indiana. Make sure you check them out. Hey, that's going to do it for this edition of the E-Factor. Make sure that you are the hope for someone else. Maybe you're the encouragement in someone else's life. Maybe you can empower somebody else in your life this week or next week. Hey, thanks. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.